God, I just thank you for the family of God.
为了神的家，我 感谢。
We welcome your Holy Spirit here in this place.
我们欢迎你的圣灵来到这里。
Holy Spirit, just continue to work in our hearts.
圣灵继续在我们的心中工作。
Thank you, God.
谢谢你。
Father, we just want you to do what is in your heart here among us tonight.
主啊，在我们的心，在我们当中做你心中所要做的事。So
God, I just pray that we would bring our plans into agreement with your ways, God.
主，愿我们所有的计划，主，来今天跟你合而为一。That
everything that is said and done with the rest of the evening would just bring honor to you, bring glory to you, Lord Jesus.
愿今天晚上所说的一切话和所做的一切事都能够把荣耀归给你。Amen.
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。It's
been such a blessing to be together these last 2 days.
这两天跟大家在一起真是一个很大的祝福。
It's evident that the Lord is just drawing our hearts a little closer together, amen. It was so, what a blessing it was to see everyone enjoying one another, having fun today.
Amen.
So, I want to share with you just some things that God has been speaking to me personally about.
我想跟大家分享这些日子神对我个人所说的一些的话语经历。
Just the invitation of the Lord that God has been presenting to me personally.
神向我个人所发出的邀请。
And I do think it is an invitation that God is giving to many people in this day.
我相信这样的邀请也是在这个世代神向许多人发出的。
Over the last couple of years, it's really been on my heart that there's been a shift and a change in the things of the Spirit. And there are some things that God is going to start doing differently among His people. And that God is calling us to a new place. God is wanting to do more in our midst. But oftentimes when God invites us into something new, what has worked in the past, what God has blessed in the past, God requires us to adjust in order to enter into a new time of fruitfulness and change. Amen. So we're always needing to be willing to change. In order to grow, we must change. Amen. As our children grow, they have to get larger clothes, right? What an odd group we would be if we were wearing the clothes we wore when we were children tonight. No, we grow, so we have to change things, don't we? But as a people, we like things to stay the same, don't we? Things always being the same makes us comfortable sometimes. And so with change and transition, there's a little bit of growth and uncomfortableness that comes with that. So I believe God's inviting us. Are we willing to change? Are we willing to learn? Amen. So what God has been, I think this will have application for all of us, regardless where we're at. All of us need God to connect in our lives in different ways. Some of us need God's strength and power and health in our family. Some of us need a personal breakthrough. Some of us need provision, got to do some new things. So I want to talk tonight about just the way God does things, provides for us in surprising ways. So again, this is something that God has been teaching me personally. When we need God to do something more, we need God to provide more, to do something more in our life. God often asks us more. In fact, sometimes when God is inviting us into a new season of growth and fruitfulness, He will actually request that we give more than we feel that we can do. And if your young people, if your parents ever told you, you know, you need to do this, and God wants you to do that, and you know that your parents will tell you what the Lord wants to do in your life. And you may feel like, oh, that's more than I can give. That's more than I can do. Anyone ever felt that way? That's more than I can give. That's more than I can do. How is that even possible, God? Sometimes that impossible, that request that seems totally impossible, is actually an invitation from God to discover something new about who God is and what God wants to do in our lives. Now this happens because we usually don't use any more of the power and grace of God. Then we feel like we need. So maybe if you're, let me just explain this. So maybe if your walk with God, your prayer life with the Lord, your spiritual walk has sustained you in the past. Maybe that's worked well for you. You pray every morning. You read the scriptures every day. You go to church every Sunday. You do what you're supposed to do. And that has blessed your life. But then God wants to invite you into something deeper. And He pulls on you for something more. He requires something more. And there might be some little argument going on in your heart. How can I do more of God? This is the way that the Lord brings us to the end of our own strength. Until we come to the end of ourselves, we never discover the supernatural power of God's grace. Amen? Let's look at some examples from the scriptures. So I just want to confirm a couple of different things here. Isaiah 55:9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. my thoughts than your thoughts.
我的意念高过你的意念。
God's way of doing things is differently than man's way of doing things.
神做事的方法是跟人非常不同的。 The
way that the Lord solves problems,
神解决问题的方式,
the way that God provides strength for us,
神用那个什么方式来提供我们所需要的力量,
is often different than the way that man does.
常常跟我们人所想到的方式是不同的。
Another wonderful passage is in Proverbs 3:5.
在箴言第三章第五节说,
it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart,
你要专心依赖耶和华,
and lean not on your own understanding.
不可依靠自己的聪明。
We're all familiar with that verse, right?
我们对这一节都很熟，是吗？
Trust in the Lord with all your heart,
专心依赖耶和华,
right here,
在这里,
and don't lean on or depend on your understanding. Amen? Men get things accomplished by leaning on their own understanding. Through their own intelligence, through their own plans. But things in the kingdom of God happen as we trust in the Lord with all our heart.
Do you know
the difference? Can you recognize the difference between when you're trusting in God with all your heart,
你认识这个不同吗? 当你专心依靠你的神,
and you're leaning on your own understanding? Recently, I had a little, God started talking to me one morning in prayer to give me some understanding of the difference between my heart and my understanding.
Oh, 依靠你的心跟依靠你的聪明的谱吗? 这些日子神常常在早晨祷告的时候给我一些的认识。
When I was in junior high,
我在初中的时候,
I was part of an all-boys choir.
我是那个, 男生的那个合唱团,
it was an all-boys choir at the Crystal Cathedral.
我是水晶大教堂里面那个男生年轻的孩子的合唱团的一员。And my
music teacher was trying to teach me the difference between singing from my diaphragm down here and singing out of my head. Have you ever had a music teacher instruct you about that?
你有没有音乐老师教你如何发声?
And usually they will like put their hand right here and they say, now, hold your hand here. Can you feel when you're singing from your diaphragm?
你可不可以不会让你把手放在你横膈膜这里说你感觉到没有这里有一个力量?
But you know, sometimes we get in a bad habit and we're singing it from our head. And the teacher, my choir director, stop, you're doing it again. And she'd hold her hand right here and say, sing from your diaphragm, right here. But eventually, with a little bit of coaching, I began to understand and recognize the difference from pushing from here,
经过一些练习，我慢慢了解那个不同。
Or pushing from up here.
但是从这里发出力量，还是从这里发出力量。
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
你们知道我的意思吗?
Sometimes we do not understand rightly the difference between trusting in the Lord from right here.
很多时候我们不太了解什么叫从心里来依靠神。
Or leaning on our own understanding and striving in our own mind.
或者是依靠我自己的聪明才智。
We must know the difference.
我们必须能够分辨这个不同。
So we know how to move forward with God. You know, that day that I was praying, the Lord started talking to me. I was praying and my brow was getting more like this, you know, I was praying and praying, oh God, God, God. And the Lord started saying, David, you're striving in your mind. Trust me with your heart. It doesn't come from here. Does God use our mind?
Yes.
But we must understand the difference between leaning on our own understanding and trusting the Lord, believing the Lord with all our heart. So when God wants to call you into something new, When God wants to do a miracle in your life, when God wants to help you and provide something
for you,
we don't get to a new place in God by trusting in our own understanding. Anything, everything that comes into our life in the Spirit comes by faith as we trust in the Lord. So let me give you a couple of scriptural examples between what seems to make sense here and by versus trusting in the Lord with the heart. So if you have your Bibles, 1 Kings 17.
1 Kings 17:8-16.
This is the story of Elijah. Tell you what, let's actually start in verse 1 of the 17th chapter. 1 Kings 17, but instead of verse 8, let's start in verse 1.
我们从第一节开始，王上十七章第一节。
Thank you, Lord. And Elisha the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word."
基列基居的提斯底人以利亚对亚哈说：“我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓。” 这几年我若不祷告，地不降露，不下雨。Then
the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook of Cherith, which flows into the Jordan."
耶和华的话临到以利亚说：“你离开这里往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁。” Now
what happens next is that the prophet goes to the brook of Cherith, and God provides for his needs through this raven that brings him bread and meat twice a day.
所以发生的事情呢，就是这个以利亚先知就按照神所指示到了基利西那里去躲藏，每天神就请叫乌鸦叼肉和饼去给他吃。But
eventually, the brook that he was drinking from,
但是呢，慢慢的那个溪水呢，
it dried up,
就干涸了。
And so Elijah has to go and find provision from another place. So starting in verse 8, it picks up the story of Elijah and how God is going to provide for him. So 1 Kings 17:8. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise and go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." Interesting. God's going to provide for the prophet Elijah.
很奇特的哦，他要为这个以利亚的供应的方式，
and he sends him to a widow's house.
是把他差遣到一个寡妇的家里。
You know, if I'm using my mind,
如果我用我的悟性来考虑这个要求，
a widow's house.
是寡妇的家。
She doesn't have a husband.
她没有老公。
Is this really the best place to go get provision?
这是我得供应最合适的地方嘛。
Does this seem like a reasonable place to get your needs met at a widow's house?
到寡妇家，这是一个合理的地方吗？
Now this is just I'm reading between the lines here, if you will.
这是我个人的一种诠释。
Maybe Elisha thought, well, maybe she's a rich widow. maybe her husband was a rich man that left her a lot of money. There's a lot of rich widows out there, isn't there? So at first maybe Elisha paused and was a little concerned when God told him to go to a widow's house. But then he comforted himself saying, she's probably a rich widow. So verse 10, so he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks.
以利亚就起身往撒勒法去，到了城门，见有一个寡妇在那里捡柴。
And he called to her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink.
以利亚呼叫她说，求你用器皿取点水来给我喝。
Now remember, the brook of Cherith had dried up.
记好啊，基利西塘的基利西中的水已经干了。
There was no rain or dew.
而且一直没有下雨，也没有降落。
So Elijah was thirsty.
所以以利亚也渴了。
So Elijah goes to the city of Zarephath. He sees the widow.
所以他就到了那个撒勒法去，看见了那个寡妇。
And he decides he will test the word of the Lord.
他决定要试验神的话是不是真的。
So if this is the widow that God was talking about, he'll ask her to do something for
him.
He gets her attention.
他就招呼他过来,
please bring me a drink.
麻烦你给我一点水喝。
He's going to see how she's going to respond,
right?
And as she was, so he says, he asked her for a drink, a cup of water, verse 11.
十一节说到,
and as she was going to get it, she responds,
她去取水的时候,
as she was going to get it, he called out to her and said,
同时呢，以利亚又呼叫他说，
please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand.
求你也拿点饼来给我。
So again, Elisha's thinking, if this is the lady that's going to provide for him,
所以以利亚就想说,
he'll ask her for a drink.
我先跟他要点水。
Oh, ma'am, please, and a little bread too.
哦，还给我点饼。
Okay, he's testing to see if this is the lady that's going to provide for his needs. Verse 12. So she said, as the Lord your God lives,
我指的永生耶和华你的神启示,
I do not have bread.
我没有饼,
only a handful of flour in a bin,
还有只有一把面,
a little bit of oil in a jar,
银子里面只有一点,
and see, I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die.
我现在要找两根柴，回家要为我和我的儿子做饼，我们吃了死就行啊。
So God tells Elijah,
所以神告诉以利亚,
I want to provide for you.
我要供应你的需要,
the brook's dried up.
基利西的水干了,
go to the widow's house.
去寡妇的家中,
Elijah asks her for a drink.
那以利亚遇见的寡妇跟他要点水,
Elijah asks her for a little bread.
要一点饼,
and how does she respond?
她怎么回答的?
I don't have any bread.
我没有饼啊。
Not only do I not have any bread,
不仅我没有饼,
I have enough just to make a meal for my the last meal for my son and myself.
我所有那么一点的只够我跟我的儿子吃最后一餐饭。
And then we're going to die.
然后我们就被死了。
That's a bad situation, don't you think?
这个情况实在是太妙，不是吗？
What would you think if you're Elijah?
如果你是以利亚,
你, see, not only is the widow being tested,
不仅那个寡妇被测试,
Elisha is being tested.
以利亚的信心在这个情况也被测试。
What if God told you, I want to provide for your needs,
如果神对你说, 我会供应你的需要,
and he sends you to somebody that doesn't have anything,
然后把你拆选到一个什么都没有的人那里去,
all they have is their last meal that they're going to eat before they die.
那个人所有的就是最后一顿饭的 那个内容啊，吃完他就准备死了。
I don't know about you, but if I would have been Elijah,
我不知道你啊，如果我是以利亚，
I would have paused and thought, oh my goodness, is this right, God?
然后说想要问,这是对的吗,
Am I in the right place?
我是在对的地方吗?
Did I hear you right?
我听你的话听对了吗?
This is an impossible situation. What is going on here?
到底发生什么事啊?
I guarantee you most of us would have turned and ran. This can't be the Lord. You know, this is went from bad to worse. But what about the widow?
那个寡妇呢?
Who is this man, Elijah?
那寡妇是,
he asked me for a drink.
他说我要水喝,
he asked me for bread.
又要我给他饼吃,
he's asking and asking. I don't have anything to give.
他一直跟我要东西,但是我没有什么可以给他。
This is an impossible situation. But what's going to happen here is a miracle is going to happen in her life.
That
it's going to be a miracle of provision for Elijah's life.
Amen?
And Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go and do as you have said. But make me a small cake from it first. And bring it to me. And afterwards make some for yourself and your son. Wow. This lady has nothing. She just said she was about to make her last meal and die. And Elijah has the nerve to say, don't be afraid. Go make a little bit of bread. Make me a little cake first. And bring it to me. And then make you something for you and your son. Is that a reasonable request? Is that a reasonable request? Ladies, would you be upset if some strange man came to your house? Asking for the last meal that you had in the kitchen. And then he wants you to bring it to him. I mean, let's put ourselves in her position. I bet you would be showing him where the door was, don't you think? You get out of here. Who are you? It's an impossible request. Oftentimes an impossible request is an invitation from God to a miracle. Amen? But when we hear God call us to do something that seems totally bigger than we are, totally impossible, we often get offended. God, how can you push me so far? God, how can you ask this of me? God, I'm giving you everything I have. What is going on here? Jesus, he calls us to come and give him everything. Amen? He says, give me everything. Give me your life. Give me your future. Give me your past. Give me all your hopes and dreams. Give me every possession that you have. And some people hear that message and they say, this is too much. This is way too much. I cannot give you everything. And they turn and walk away. They reject the good news of Jesus Christ. Not understanding that God's impossible request to give him everything is actually an invitation into a miraculous new life. Have you heard that impossible request? Have you been offended by that request? You hear me, young people, listen this evening?
年轻的人，你们听见我这句话吗？
Have you heard God ask you for everything? You said, that's too much. That's more than I can give. Let's continue to read. Now Elijah is going to prophesy. These are not Elijah's words. These are not the ideas of a man. These are the heart and thoughts of God. For thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord God of Israel. The bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. There'll continue to be flour in the bin. There'll continue to be oil in the jar. All your needs will be met. Just step out. And make me a cake first. Make me a little cake, just a little cake. But it's the last thing that you have. Have you heard God ask you those kind of things? We, some of us, need to stop arguing with God. We need to quit pushing back and being offended at this invitation. We need to bow our knee and say, God, I'll do whatever you ask. I'll stop leaning on my own understanding. See, do you hear what I'm saying? Is all of this makes no sense to the understanding of a man's mind. When God asks these kind of impossible things, you have to believe in your heart. Amen? Forget for a moment what your mind is telling you. What is your heart telling you? Amen. Have you ever been in those situations where your mind keeps on saying, that's crazy? There's no way that'll work. That's impossible. You can't make that little bit of flour and oil go that far. Did you know that God does math differently than we do? God produces abundance differently than we do.
This
widow, she's got a little bit of flour
and a little bit of oil.
And that little bit of oil and flour won't go that far. Amen?
Amen.
But God doesn't divide. When we put our faith in God, He multiplies the little we have. Amen? But you gotta quit thinking with your head so much and believe with your heart. We need to trust the Lord with all our heart. Faith makes a miracle. Faith opens the door. So abundance can come out of that little bit that you give to God. Amen?
Amen?
Let me crunch the numbers again. No, it just won't work. It won't go that far. I divided it all up. It won't happen. Have you been looking at your life? And you've been parsing out all the different energy and resources and energy that you have. And you keep on coming to the same conclusion, I don't have enough. My little bit of flour and oil just won't go that far. And God's saying, quit thinking so far. Quit trusting in your mind. Will you stop it? Stop it, young person. And believe God. Amen?
是的, 就相信他。
Let's read about another miracle. That was a miracle with Elijah, right? There was another prophet of God that came along after Elijah by the name of Elisha.
还有一个先知是在以利亚之后呢, 他的名字叫以利沙。
2 Kings 4, 1 through 7. I just want to confirm for you that this is not just one incident in the scriptures.
我为什么读这一段呢？就是要跟你证明说，刚才以利亚的奇迹不是就只发生过一次。When
God wants to do a miracle in our life,
当神要成就奇迹在我们生命中的时候，He
doesn't divide, He multiplies.
他不是用除法，他乃是用乘法。
2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1.
王下第四章第一节。
Now we're going to talk about another widow, okay? A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha. Now there was a group of prophets that men like Elisha and Elijah, it was kind of what they called the school of the prophets. Now this woman that's crying out to Elisha was one of the wives of one of these prophets. But this prophet had died. And so this widow of this prophet is in a bad situation, is asking Elisha for help. And she says, "Your servant, my husband, is dead."
她说,
"Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." So without the provision that came through her husband, this woman of God found herself in a financial bad situation. She owed the creditors money. Because she had nothing to pay the creditors, this man was going to come and take her two sons and force them to be slaves to pay back the debt. That's a bad situation, amen? Not only does she not have a husband anymore, she does not have a provision anymore, and now she's about to lose her two sons. This is a lady that needs a miracle, amen? She needs a breakthrough. She needs God to do something big in her life, amen? So she goes to the prophet of God. And look how Elisha responds. Verse 2, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 2. So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you?" Have you ever heard God ask you, what do you want me to do for you? This kind of reminds me of the story of the blind beggar Bartimaeus. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Does that seem like a funny question?
I mean,
are you like me sometimes going, "God, do I really have to explain it? Look at me, I'm a mess, I need help." Bartimaeus is totally blind, and Jesus is asking, "What do you want me to do?" This woman explains, "I don't have any money, my husband's dead, and this man is about to come and take away my sons." And still, Elisha says, "What do you want me to do? What do you need God to do?" God loves for us to be specific. To really lay it out there. Then he goes on, he says, "Tell me, What do you have in your house?
你告诉我, 你家里有什么?
This is interesting to me. Here she explains she doesn't have money, she doesn't have a husband anymore, she's about to lose her sons.
我没有老公,我家里什么都没有,
and this prophet says, what do you have in your house?
但是你却问我说,
what do you have?
你有什么?
You ever felt like this? No, think about this. You have a need in your life, amen?
想想看,
you need a miracle. You need a miracle. You explain to God, I need a miracle, God. I need you to break in my life. I need you to fix my marriage. I need you to help my sons, my kids. I need provision in my life. I need you to move, God. And the Lord says, what do you have?
神说,
this is where we get offended potentially again.
有的时候我们听到这样的问答,
oftentimes we tell the Lord we have a great need.
很多时候我跟神说,
and he asks, what do you have?
他说,
what can you give?
你能给什么?
What do you have in your house?
你的家里有什么?
Amen.
阿们吗?
Well, sometimes we're focused on what we don't have. And we're overlooking how to use what we still have. Did you hear what I just said? Sometimes we're focused only on what we don't have or what we need. We're so focused on what we don't have anymore. That we have forgotten what we still have. And because we're so distracted by our needs, we have stopped using that little that we still have. Amen? What do you have in your house? What do you have? You may feel like you don't have anything anymore. You may feel like you're about to lose everything. What do you still have? Have you given that to the Lord? Amen? By faith, have you used that like seed that you plant? Do you hear God talking to you tonight? That's powerful, isn't it?
这是非常有能力的一段。
And she said,
她说,
your maidservant has nothing in her house but a jar of oil.
婢女家中除了一瓶油以外,
almost the exact same situation as the last widow we talked about. I don't have anything. My husband's dead.
我的老婆丈夫死了,
I don't have money.
我没有钱,
I'm about to lose my two sons.
我要失去我唯一的两个,
you're asking me what I have.
你问我有什么?
And all I have, let me see, is this little bottle of oil. That's all I have, Elisha.
伊丽莎,
you ever felt like that? That's all I got.
你有没有这种感觉说,
is this too much to ask? Think about this. God is asking something impossible. He's pushing this poor little widow woman. Do you ever feel like God's pushing? He's pushing. He's asking for more and more and more. Not realizing that that request is actually an invitation to discover the miracle working power of God.
Amen.
Most people do not discover the power of God until they don't have any other options. Did you hear me? Most people do not really discover the power of God So they absolutely don't have any other option but the power of God. So verse 3,
三节,
then he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere.
以利沙说,
from all your neighbors. Empty vessels.
空的气,
do not gather just a few.
不要少借,
now the creditor's already knocking on her door.
你想想看,
she's already in trouble for borrowing, right?
她在借,
she already owes a debt that she can't pay. And this crazy prophet is asking her to borrow more things. I don't know about you, but if I was this lady, I would probably be tempted to be really kind of upset right then. Do you see what I'm talking about? Remember the difference between our understanding and our heart. Her head is telling her, this is crazy. Her head is telling her, this is not reasonable. Her head is telling her, this doesn't make sense. Her head is telling her, this is more than I can give. But something deep inside her heart is this growing faith. This faith that says, I think God's about to do something.
这个信心让他有问题说，我觉得神要做一些事情。So
go borrow a bunch of vessels, empty vessels, not just a few.
所以出去借，去借一大堆的器皿，不是只借一点点。Verse
4.
第四节.
And when you have come in,
回到家里后,
and when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons.
关上门，你和你的儿子在里面。
Then pour it into, we're talking about oil, then pour it into those vessels. And set aside the full ones. I love this little statement, this little seemingly insignificant statement. Go, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Do you know how to get along with God and you go shut the door? The best miracles are done behind a shut door. Do you know how to lay a hold of God behind a shut door? Do you know how to get along with God and say, I'm not coming out of here till God does a miracle for me?
神啊, 我不会离开这里,
Amen. The old timers, the old saints of God from the past used to call this praying through. They knew how to lay a hold of God and not let go, like Jacob wrestling with the angel. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Amen. Do you know how to do that? A lot of times it is a great need that forces us to learn how to do that.
Amen?
How many precious praying mothers have discovered how to do that? When they had a son or a daughter that was running away from God. Then they learned a whole new part of the miracle working power of God. So she goes behind the shed door. She takes her little bottle of oil. She borrows every vessel she can find. Now you tell me, if you should have had to think about that and go, this is crazy.
看看这小瓶,
this does not make sense. I don't know how many vessels she had there. What?
20,
30 vessels?
20,
a little bottle of oil?
啊,
this is crazy.
这简直是疯狂。
Do you see what God's doing?
你看到神怎么做的吗？
Quit arguing with God.
你可以跟神争论。
Some of you guys are holding your little bottle of oil.
我们常常握住我们那一小瓶油。
You hear what God's saying.
你听到神所说的话。
And you're arguing with God.
但是你却在那里跟神争执。
God, this does not make any sense.
神啊，你这个话不合理。
This is not good. This bottle of oil is not going to go fill this many vessels.
这么小的瓶油不可能把这些器皿。
You're still trying to divide.
因为你的心智还在那里做。
When God's saying, trust me, and it will be multiplied.
但是神说相信我，因为是乘法。
Amen.
阿妹嘛。
So there she goes. She goes, okay.
所以她就拿了一瓶油。
Okay.
好。
Okay. Here goes nothing.
Okay, 我来试试看。
Here goes nothing.
打开来。
Oh! And it just kept on pouring. And pouring. And pouring. And pouring. Because she trusted God. She trusted the Lord. She obeyed God. She took a risk. She took a chance. And she stepped out and did what God said to do. Amen?
她往前走了一步，顺服神，做了神要她做的事。
Have you ever took that step of faith?
你有没有迈过这样这个信心的地方？
You obeyed the Lord.
顺服神。
And you said, God, I don't have anything, but here goes.
他说，神啊，我什么都没有。
I'm going to quit arguing with you, and I'm going to trust you.
我不要再跟你争执了，我就要信任你。
Amen.
阿妹吧。
Quit trusting with your head.
不要用你的心思来信任主。
Believe with your heart.
而是用你的心来信任他。
Are you singing from your head?
你们是由你的悟性来判断。
Are you singing from your heart?
还是你从你的心里来判断。
Here's where the music sounds best, amen?
从心里所发出的音乐是最美的。
I'll put my bottle of oil up.
让我把那小瓶油收藏。
Verse 5.
第五节,
so she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons who brought the vessels for her and she poured it out.
于是妇人离开以利沙去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面。
She poured it out.
儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油。
She poured it out.
他就倒油。
Come on, guys. She poured it out.
注意听，他就倒油。
The last drop.
一直倒到油满了，油没有了。
You think she thought, well, I better save a little bit.
你想她会说，哎，也许我再保留这么一点。
Do you think the miracle would have happened if she would have just said, well, I better save just a little bit of oil?
你觉得神迹会发生吗？如果她到了是说，我还是留下一点油吧。
I better save just a little.
我最好还是留下一点。
The miracle doesn't happen until you pour it all out.
你知道，除非我们全部倒空，神迹是不会发生。
Verse 6.
第六节,
now it came to pass when the vessels were full.
气都满了,
that little bottle of oil kept on pouring, didn't it?
那一小瓶的油不断地倒出油来,
that she said to her son, bring me another vessel.
他就对儿子说,
so he's running to the neighbor's house.
儿子就想,
I need one more vessel.
到隔壁家去借,
you know? Give me Tupperware. A whole bucket. A teacup. I need another vessel. Can you see your sons running here or there trying to get another vessel? Just the oil's pouring.
Amen.
Amen. It's when we obey the Lord. We step out and trust God. When we pour our life out. When we pour our life out.
We obey the Lord.
God provides. God provides. And the oil keeps flowing. Amen. Do you need a miracle tonight? Don't hold back. Don't try to save a couple drops. Pour it all out.
不要有所保留，不要保留最后一点点油在你的瓶子里，全部倒出来。
So she said, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There's not another vessel."
他对儿子说，再给我拿器皿。儿子说，再没有。
So the oil ceased.
油就止住了。When
there's not any more empty vessels, the oil stops.
当在没有空的器皿的时候，油就止住了。Our
own emptiness invites the infilling of God. Amen.
我们里面的空虚邀请神来充满。This
is how ministry happens. When you encounter a person that is empty and hungry and starving for God's presence, the oil of God's Spirit flows through our life into them. Amen.
当你遇见一个人，他已经是 虚空的，他是饥渴的，他是要神的。你就发现神的灵就可以充满在这里。In
fact, the reason why some of you haven't had a deeper connection with the Spirit of God already.
很多时候，我们在座的任何人，若是你跟神没有一个更深的接触，
is because you're not empty enough.
常常是因为你不够。
You're too full of something else. Amen. Full of the things of this world. Full of other pursuits. Amen. You want to get full of God?
You need to empty yourself out. Amen.
Verse 7. Then she came and told the man of God. I bet she was so happy. I bet she ran to tell the man of God. Don't you think? But I want you to recognize something here that's not exactly stated in this passage. That this woman's miracle is the answer to the prophet's provision.
这个神人他要得到供应的这个答案。
So she went to the man of God, and what did she say?
他怎么说呢?
Go sell the oil and pay your debt.
神人说去卖油还债。
And you and your sons live on the rest.
剩下的你和你的儿子可以靠着。
Amen. All she had this all set of business.
突然一下，她变成是。She's
in the oil business. Amen.
开始做那个卖油的生意人了。
She started over there as a little bottle of oil, and all of a sudden she's in the oil business.
她本来就是一小瓶油，现在变成卖油的商人了。
Now they're knocking on her door. How many bottles of oil would you like, sir? Okay, son, she's calling her son. 10 bottles of oil, please.
人就来到这个富人家门口敲门说，请问，那这富人就说你要买几瓶油啊？哦，十瓶啊，儿子来，你要拿10瓶出来卖给那个人。
Who knows? Maybe backing trucks up to her house.
也许他还要一个卡车来载。
How many barrels of oil do you need?
你需要多少桶的油啊？
All because of she poured out everything that she had.
因为她起先愿意把她所有的都倾倒。
Amen. Okay, let's look at one New Testament passage that confirms this same truth. Matthew 14:14. Okay, Matthew 14:14. God loves to solve our problems. God loves to provide for our needs by asking us to do things that seem totally impossible.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, these prophets of God hunting down poor little widow women. These poor precious ladies that don't have anybody, amen? These strong prophets of God, just give me everything you have. Well, let's look at another example that kind of confirms this. Matthew 14, verse 14. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude. And he was moved with compassion. You know, when Jesus looks out and he sees people, needy people, every time it moves him to compassion.
Amen.
Don't you love Jesus? As he looks out at us tonight, he sees your need for a miracle. He sees your concern for your family. And he feels it right here. Do you
want
to know what the Father God is like, the Almighty Holy God in heaven is like? It's Jesus looking out across at the multitude. Being moved with compassion.
他的心受感动，充满了怜悯。Amen.
So he went out, and as he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them, and he healed their sick.
耶稣出来见有许多的人就怜悯他们。
Not only is Jesus moved with compassion towards you,
他不仅充满了怜悯向着我们,
but he wants to heal
and restore.
Verse 15,
15节,
when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying,
天将晚的时候,
you know, so Jesus has been ministering to the people all day.
所以那整天呢,
so his disciples say, this is a deserted place.
这些人门徒就说,
and the hour is already late.
时候已经过了,
send the multitude away, that they may go into the village and buy something, buy themselves food.
他们好往村子里去,
so the disciples say, all these people, they gotta be hungry by now.
所以呢,门徒说,
we better go send them to go get some dinner. But Jesus said to them, they don't need to go away.
不用他们去,
you give them something to eat.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. There's over 5,000 people here.
在这有超过5,000个男丁.
The disciples, there's what? There's 12 disciples.
几个门徒啊? 12个.
Praise God, the disciples were sensitive enough to the needs of the people. They recognized they're probably hungry.
很好,
and they bring this up to Jesus. Says, oh, you know, I'm reading between the lines here a little bit.
这是我个人的诠释,
you know, I'm sure Jesus was thinking,
我想耶稣是这样想,
I'm so glad you're sensitive to the needs of the
people.
But we don't need to send them away. You feed them. You feed them. What if there were 5,000 people in your front yard? It's about dinner time. And they're getting hungry. And Jesus says, you feed them. Again, is this an impossible request? Do you think the disciples might have been offended? Jump over to John 6. A parallel passage. John 6,
5-13.
Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming towards him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat?
耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说：“我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？”
Now this is the same incident, a slightly different interpretation.
这是同一个事件，稍微不太一样的诠释。
This is John's perspective that gives us some details that Matthew doesn't.
这是约翰他所看到不同的细节是马太没有描述的。
But Jesus said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do.
第六节说，耶稣说这些话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样。
So you see what I'm talking about here? Jesus says, asks us to do things sometimes.
你看到吗？耶稣有的时候对我们说一些话，叫我们做一些事，是要试验我们。
To test our faith.
试验我们的信心,
to stir us up, to dig deeper, to find a solution.
要激动我们,
God purposely asks us to do difficult, hard, and even impossible things.
有的时候神故意叫我们做一些困难,
God asks us to give the last drop of oil. God asks us to pour it all out. So we will discover what faith can do. Amen. Philip answered him,
在这里菲利就回答说,
200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them that every one of them may have a little.
就是20两银子的饼,
what are they doing? So what Philip reaches in his back pocket. He's looking at his wallet. They're all pulling change out of their pocket. How much you got? Hey, Peter, how much money do you have in your bag? They're all counting their change. And all together, they're recognizing, oh, if we divide all our money, we still won't have enough money to meet the need of this great crowd. See, the disciples are thinking like men. They're not thinking like God. God's ways are higher than our ways. As the heavens are from the earth. God's ways are totally different of solving problems than our ways that are down here. So they're counting all their money. And then one of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there's a lad here, a boy, who has five barley loaves and two small fish. But what are they among so many? You see what they're doing? God says, you feed this group of 5,000 people. They're counting their change. Hey, get that little boy over there. Here, give me your lunch, kid. They're looking in the back. They go, okay, one, two, three, four, five loaves of bread. And two little fish. It's the same story, isn't it, you guys? These disciples are telling Jesus, we need a miracle. And what does he say? What's in your house? What do you got? Lord, you need to give us something. We don't need to give you something. Have you ever said that to the Lord? We're the one needing a miracle. And you're asking more of us? Do you see how God solves the problem? Do you see how this wonderful Savior Jesus makes miracles? When you need a breakthrough, Jesus is saying, what do you have?
耶稣第一个问题就说, 你有什么?
Don't get distracted by your great need. Don't be distracted by what you don't have. And forget what you do have. Amen? Are you hearing God talk to you tonight?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
what do you need?
你需要什么?
What do you want God to do for you?
你要神为你成就什么?
Are you doing math the same way God does math? Are you dividing?
你是用除法吗?
Or by faith, are you trusting God to multiply the little you have?
还是凭着信心相信神, 然后相信他用乘法来祝福你所有的一点?
Verse 9. Oh, excuse me, verse 10. Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. Get ready, we're about to have lunch. Now there was much grass in the place. I guess you're going to have a nice picnic, huh? So the men sat down, a number about 5,000. That's just the men. That's not even including the ladies and the kids. And Jesus took the two loaves. And when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples. And the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish as much as they wanted. Do you see how God did it?
就分给那坐着的人，分余的也是这样，随着他们所需要的。你们看到神怎么做的吗？
Jesus took the little they had.
耶稣拿着他所有的一点点。
When you take the little that you have,
就像你把你所有的一点点。
Quit complaining about what you don't have.
不要在那里抱怨，说你没什么，你没有什么。
You take the little you have.
而把你有的那一点。
And you say thank you.
跟神说我谢谢你,
thank you, God.
我感谢你,
thank you, God, for these five loaves, these two fish.
为了这个五饼二鱼, 我感谢你,
Amen.
阿们吗?
And you know what?
你知道吗?
This is an all-you-can-eat buffet, Raymond. Did you see that?
结果那个五饼二鱼变成了,
they got as much as they wanted.
吃到饱,
more and more and more and more and more.
那五饼二鱼一直分到大家都吃饱。
Amen?
Amen.
Are you dividing?
你是用除法在计算,
or are you multiplying?
还是凭信心用乘法在计算?
Are you trying to save the last couple drops?
你还在保留你的那最后几滴油吗?
Or are you pouring it all out?
还是你凭信把它全部倒出来?
Verse 12.
12节,
so when they were filled,
他们吃饱,
oh, I like that.
我很喜欢这一句。
Probably like this too, don't you, Raymond? Raymond loves a good buffet.
Raymond 最喜欢吃到饱的餐厅.
They were filled. Every one of them had as much as they wanted.
每一个人都吃得饱饱的.
That's the kind of God we serve, amen?
这就是我们所侍奉的.
He wants to fill us.
他要充满我们.
He said to his disciples, gather up all the fragments that remain,
他就对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来.
So that nothing is lost.
免得有糟蹋.
Therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten.
他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。
Hey, do you think it's any coincidence that there's 12 baskets left?
你觉得这是一个偶然发生的情形，居然是有十二篮子剩余的。
And there's 12 disciples?
正好有十二个门徒吗？
These guys, you know, they didn't even have enough lunch for one kid when they started. They just fed over 5,000. And each one of the disciples, okay, let's go, Jesus. They have a basket full of fish and loaves, amen? No one's left hungry.
Everyone's filled. Amen.
God wants to fill every need.
神愿意充满每一个需要.
He doesn't want anybody to go home hungry.
他不要任何一个人是饥饿的回去.
But it's your choice.
但是选择到我们.
It's your choice.
是我们的选择.
You can't do it your way.
你不能按照你自己的方式来得到满足。
God's heart is going out. He has compassion. He wants to heal the sick. He wants to fill every heart.
你知道神的心是充满了怜悯的，他要医治每一个人，充满每一个人的需要。
But you must do it His way. You got to stop trusting in your own understanding. You got to believe with your heart from down here. And then you got to pour out the last drop. Amen. Do you hear God coming, reaching out to you tonight? He wants to do a miracle for you. But you've got to do it His way. His way is higher. His way is different than your way. Some of you in this room, I'm talking to somebody here. Some of you in this room are suffering and going without. Because you are being stubborn, and you're determined to do it your way. You're saying, I won't change. I know this is the right way. I know this is the smart way. You take a pen and paper to it, and you do all the math, and it comes out the same every time. But that's because you're still dividing rather than multiplying the faith. Amen? Remember when Jesus was about to After he was resurrected, about to ascend to the right hand of the Father.
记不记得, 主耶稣复活之后要到父的右手右边去的时候?
Matthew 28:18. Jesus says, "Oh, by the way, I'm about to leave."
耶稣说, oh, 我现在要走了,
but I'm not going to leave you by yourself.
但是我不会把你们,
I'm sending the Holy Spirit. I'm going to send the Comforter. But you guys,
你们这些人啊,
you 11 men, go take over the world. A bunch of half-educated fishermen and a couple crooked tax guys. He says, you group, you guys go take over the world.
他说你们这群人啊,
guess what? When you do math, that doesn't work.
再一次你用你的数学来算的时候,
that doesn't work. Amen? You can't accomplish that type of task with that small a group of people. But he tells them, you go to the upper room first. You get filled up with the Holy Spirit. And that power will carry you to the ends of the earth to finish the task. But that impossible request of Jesus, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Disciple and train the nations. I mean, is that impossible? Is that humanly impossible? That's utterly impossible. The impossible request of Jesus was an invitation to the disciples to discover the power of the Holy Spirit. See, they had been with Jesus when he had done miracles. But Jesus was on the outside of them. They were right there when Jesus did the miracle. But Jesus says the Holy Spirit that is in me is going to come in you. And you will do the same kind of ministry that I did. Amen. Some of you are not filled with the Holy Spirit the way God wants you to be filled. Because you have not allowed God's impossible request to push you and crowd you into the upper room. Folks, do you see this? There was no option for the disciples. They're standing there. Looking up.
往上看,
oh, wow, he's really gone.
Wow.
He really left.
他离开我们了, oh.
For the last 3.5 years, Jesus had always been with them. Amen. They have left everything to follow him. And now he's gone. He's ascended through the clouds.
That's
what it says in the Gospels. They stood there gazing. You know, that's what they're probably saying. Oh, no.
Oh,
oh, the upper room. Wait, Terry. Come on. They're running for the upper room. They got busy praying because they didn't have any other option. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes we are so full of our own ideas, doing things man's way, we still have another smart way to try to do this thing. When God is trying to give us an impossible request, it brings us to the end of ourselves. That crowds draws us into the upper room to discover the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. A rushing mighty wind came in that place.
Wouldn't
you like to hear that?
Like
a windstorm inside a building. A ton of fire on each person. Empowered by the Holy Spirit. And suddenly the ministry of Jesus began to happen again through the disciples. Are you willing to give the last drop? What's God asking you for? Young person, are you arguing with God about giving everything to the Lord? Trust God, step out and give Him the last drop and see what happens.
Amen.
What do you need God to do? Start with what you have. Amen? Lift it up to heaven and say, thank you, God.
拿起你那一点对神说我感谢你
Here it is.
在这里,
Here it is.
归给你.
Amen.
Amen.
So I think the Lord wants us to do a couple things. I think He wants us to lay down some things, to surrender some things. The Lord wants us to trust Him with some things.
他要我们相信他.
And the Lord wants us to expect Him to move.
要我们相信他, 他要行动.
And perform that miracle that we need. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Does this make sense?
神的话是合理的, Amen.
God's word is good. Amen?
神的话是好, Amen.
It's so clear. This is how God does things.
这是神做事的法则.
Well, worship team, why don't you come on over here? I've lost all track of time. I don't know where I'm going, what's going to happen now. But let's respond. If you have heard God talking to you tonight, all I'm asking is that you do what the Lord has made clear to you tonight. The only thing I'm asking you to give is what God has asked you to give. But I am asking you to respond in obedience to what the Lord is saying. Amen. So what I'd like us to do now, if you know the Lord's talking to you, there's so many ways that this message can be applied. But if you know God's talking to you, why don't you just stand where you're at? If you hear the Lord say that, you know He's talking to you. You know He's asking you for something more. Amen. Thank you, God. God, we just ask you to help us tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just worship the Lord a little bit. And then what I would like you to do is if you want prayer, if you want somebody to agree with you in prayer to help you give whatever that Lord is asking, to give that last drop, to pour it out, I would like you just to come forward and somebody will be here to pray with you and for you. But you guys, let's make this count. Amen.
若是你心里需要有人与你祷告，帮助你把神向你要求的事，现在他手中的，你可以到前面来为你祷告。